This is the full interview between myself, Jensen Shields, and candidate for Rural Area B, Keith Goforth. If you like this and want to hear more full interviews, please go to mycrestonnow.com and click on the On Air tab. And without further ado, here's the full interview. You are competing essentially against one other candidate, Tanya Wall, in electoral area B.
Correct.
And, you know, she's already holding the seat. What is it about you that could unseat her? What do you have that maybe she doesn't?
Well, I'm engaged and I want to, some things have changed over the last few years where in fact the, there was a newsletter that has gone by the wayside for Area B to inform people on what's going on in the Area B district, so to speak. So what I would like to do is reinstate that newsletter so people can be communicated with and engaged in what's going on.
Okay. So you want people to be informed more.
Correct. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. Just recently we had a meeting regarding the fire hall in town and the increased costs that would take place in Erickson and some of Area C. And when that meeting took place, it took a while to find out what the results are. And I'm still not sure what the results were. An agreement was signed with the town of Creston. And I'm not sure what that agreement is. I did get some figures that our taxes would go up roughly $168 on a $400,000 home in Erickson and part of Area C, and they'll go up from there. But I'm not sure what the agreement is, and so communication is a problem. I want to see communication improved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Aside from a newsletter, what other systems are you considering to improve communication in Area B?
Well, going to the meetings, telephone calls. You know, people want to be heard from. They want to be, you know, you have to be involved in the communities, and there's actually seven different communities, so it's a large geographical area. The interests are varied, so you need to be at the meetings to find out the needs, the desires of the communities, and what you can do to assist them in their initiatives.
In an area that large, let's say you get a grant for a project, how do you ensure that all of the area that you'd be representing gets a piece of the pie, so to speak?
That's a challenge, it'd be hard to speak to that without knowing the interests, how many people are engaged, how many people it'll affect, and to what, you know, how to best distribute it. But every voice is important. Every voice needs to count. So, you know, one would have to use a great deal of discretion on supplying funds to different communities. So, you know, you want everybody to count. So it's a difficult question to answer.
What are some of the biggest sectors in Area B, you know, in terms of industry?
Well, we've got lots of forestry and farming, of course. We got Lister Canyon, the agriculture, lots of fruit farms. So it's diverse.
Very diverse.
You know, yes, actually, you know, and we've got the with the Blackmores doing the fence posts. And so, yeah, there's a lot going on.
With that industry booming, maybe not booming, but doing fairly well.
Yeah.
How do you ensure that Area B works closely with more dense but smaller communities to sell their product?
Well, you have to listen to them. Those who are involved in those particular industry, yes, they know better on how to market things. As a representative, I'll help them help themselves, so to speak, to be a voice in the community, to be a voice with the regional district, to be a voice to help them with what they see are the needs. I'm not there to control or, I'm there to assist in how they see it running in a better way.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the fire hall for a moment. Mm-hmm. Property taxes are going to go up.
Correct.
For those. I know in the town of Creston, with the borrowing referendum at 4.5, they're looking at for every $100,000 of the value of your property, roughly $23, $22 mm-hmm. gets added per annum. You know, as much as that hurts people that have their homes, industries, people that have commercial property, they get hit even harder. How do you strike a balance between taxing industry, who you want to keep, and taxing the people who literally live here? I mean, you can't just drop all the taxes for everybody, otherwise there'd be no infrastructure. You know, which side of the balance do you think needs to be eased off or maybe added on more?
Well, if you have a larger tax base, the challenges of taxes are less. With such a small tax base as it is in the Creston, then it's daunting to keep increasing services, demands.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why there's a referendum. That's, otherwise, you could just
exactly.
do it.
Exactly. So I think, you know, one, the cost, you know, hopefully it'll come down through grants, which are probably in play as time goes on, and also in donations of sorts, you know, fundraisers. So those will help ease the burdens. But so the challenges I see are a little bit different. I think it's an awful big chunk of land that they want to use. I think it could be smaller. I've not seen 2.5 acres used anywhere for a fire department in the middle of a town. You know, it costs a lot of money to install infrastructure. And when you tie up that much land, it's a challenge to the tax base. And we'd be removing that land out of the tax base, gone forever. And we have lands in other areas that the town of Crescent owns. And I'm not sure that, or I'm not convinced the research has been good enough on perhaps using land the town of Crescent already owns.
They had a meeting, I believe it was Tuesday or Monday, where Ernie Polsom came in mm-hmm. and talked about the different options available. And they do have, they have the area right by Independent as their preferred location.
Preferred.
Yeah. But there are other areas that they've decided, let's not use it, it's too small, or it's mm-hmm. kind of out of the way. But you're right, a lot of those areas are already purchased by the town of Creston. It has that infrastructure. So, you know, when it comes to the borrowing referendum, it's not so much if it goes through, we're definitely going to go with the
right.
options. It's more like if the borrowing referendum goes, then we can decide which materials, what the location is. So it's...
Right. And that's important. So, and I think this municipal election will bring a lot of changes. I think the last defeat of the last borrowing referendum set in motion changes for the future. I think the people want to be more informed. They want more of a voice. And that'll actually take place. So I would like to see changes. And Tanya supported that expensive initiative, as well as other directors. And so, you know, I'm not in the same league as Tanya as far as that. I want our tax dollars to be spent as efficiently as possible. Will we need money? Absolutely. But will we need all of that money? Because, in fact, the committee that got together, the 15 people, chosen, handpicked, I'll use, they decided the fire hall should be bigger. And they decided it should be more expensive. And I sat in those meetings, so it's not like I wasn't involved. And I've been to a lot of meetings because you really can't speak to anything you're not aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And so the one fella who was with the no committee, so to speak, in the past, he did resign because he thought he wasn't being listened to. So we really need more listening to go on. We need more collaboration and to make the decisions for the best of all our residents' pain.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's important. We need communication. And so I'm hoping that'll take place in the future.
What I'm gathering from this is voting yes for the new fire hall puts it in the hands of a handpicked committee that a lot of people don't feel represents what their values are. How do you create a committee that people have the confidence in so that when they get their $4.5 million line of credit, they're not going to spend it all because, hey, now that I have all this money, I can get the biggest, bestest, mm-hmm. The most beautiful fire hall.
Right. Well, that's right. I think, it's up to council. Really, it'll be council's decision as to how it's going to go forward, because we have, a new council for the next 4 years, and they'll make the decisions, and I think they'll do it in a prudent way. Up to this point, I think $300,000 has been spent, and I don't think, some of that has been done in a prudent way. Like the committee that just went forward, 100,000 plus, and all the flyers that come out and on, it's a lot of push for a one option from what I've seen. And they talk about other options, but they're not out there that we've seen. There was just one type of building, wood structure.
It is very clear when you look at the proposed fire hall, they'll have a list of four options and then they'll say preferred right next to the one that they prefer.
True. And that's, the pricing is based on that, on mm-hmm. the preferred one. Well, they got to buy that land,
yep.
which is in the tax base and which will be out of the tax base. And there are other lands that don't have to be bought. So there's still some debate to go on yet.
Let's get out of the fire hall talk, because
sure.
you're in, you got other things to worry about.
Yeah.
You mentioned briefly that the tax burden isn't so bad if you have a larger tax base. When it comes to bringing people to electoral area B, what are some of the incentives people might see under your leadership to go there?
Well, area B is beautiful. It's large. large geographically. The communities are good. They're thriving. They're happy. They work well together. I've been to several meetings over the last couple of weeks. The Fire Hall in Yak, a wonderful group of people there, sat with them and enjoyed their company and saw how progressive they are and how well they work together. And Yak as well, the Seniors Club, they work well together. So the people are very inviting. Went to the Airport Society, and that is very well run. Mm-hmm. And I support these wonderful societies that are going on and that people are serving. You know, they're truly volunteering. There's no pay involved.
There's engagement.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm going to meet with the Chief Guthrie early this next week and his deputy chief. So we need engagement. And when people, like, we need secure fire departments. We need, the safe operation. We need support in those areas. And so with that going forward, we're only going to attract more people who will feel this community is organized, is set up. I want to be a part of it. So hopefully that'll attract more. And there's many people moving in from cities and other areas that want to be here. Mm-hmm. This is beautiful. Well, can you find a better area? Not really, in my opinion.
Well, there's a few beautiful places, mm-hmm. but this is definitely top of the list. And in terms of the beauty, how do you think tourism, or how do you attract tourism to places like Area B? You know, what are some of your plans?
Well, particularly, I don't have any personal plans, but, the trails, they certainly work to get out to enjoy the beauty. And there's lots of great incentives and committees going on with trails at this point. We got the lake close by. That's a wonderful opportunity. So it's really diverse. The hiking, incredible. And for many people, hunting. So there's many areas that we can attract people to the area. Just they got to be aware of it. It's got to be on the map, I guess, a little more. And I think it is happening. There's a lot of building going on. There's a lot of happenings, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Let's say a developer purchases a big plot of land, Area B, and they say, we want to create a hunting complex, like a big hotel, so to speak, with, 100 rooms, banquet hall, you name it. And it is fairly close to farmland, maybe not in the best location. Would you be okay with this, having such a large development be smack right in the middle of the heartland of Area B?
Well, it's got to make sense. For one thing, you have to have infrastructure for a project that size.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's set up for that at this point that I can see. You'd have to have definitely some discussion. Each community needs to grow according to its needs and wants. So I don't believe imposing anything in any particular community. They know what they like, and they know what's going to help their community grow. And those are the initiatives I want to support. So I guess that's the best I can say on it.
Excellent. Well, this is your time. If there's anything you want to read off or tell people or the station reaches out to, by all means, now's your chance.
Okay, so I'd like to just let you know, I'm semi-retired and have the time to commit to serving. And this, I'm reading this, of course. I expect I'll learn much and plan on being an effective advocate for all the people in Area B in locating grants and distributing support. It's a beautiful area. I would love to be representing the area as a director. I'm one who will stand up and fight for the people. And I've shown that in the past on a local basis. And it's diverse. The interests are different. The needs are different. I want to be involved in these communities. I want to be at meetings. I will answer phone calls. And I will support wherever possible to help the communities grow, flourish, and thrive.
Okay. Well, if let's say somebody wants to get a hold of you right now, ask you some questions.
Yes.
Where do they go?
Well, creating a Facebook page.
Did your daughter make the Facebook page?
Yeah, she
for you?
Did. Actually. Yeah, she's helping.
She was going on about how Creston needs a little bit more social media influence.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I wonder who would be in charge of social media for Keith.
Yeah, Keith Goforth, Director, Area B, RDCK.
All right,
and you can phone me 250-428-1620, and I'd be happy to take any calls and answer any questions.
Okay. And that's all. That's all we have. Thank you very much for coming in and informing the good people of the Creston Valley, your intentions and your platform. So
yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for inviting me.